Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Samuel?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you, Samuel, because I just wanted to notify you that we received the authorization for you to start working with Raymond, but we need you to complete all of your requirements first before you can start.
Okay.
Have you started working on those?
Yes, I have. I submitted a couple, I think.
What did you submit? Oh, I see your application here. Okay. Perfect. Did you see your competency test? All right, so it seems like you're missing your test, the one with, like, the 80 questions.
Oh, I thought that they, okay.
Did you? I don't see it here. Let me look again. Hold on. Yeah, I don't see it here.
Okay. Well, I'll do it again now.
And I need your direct deposit form. Send me your IDs because I need to submit that background check.
Okay.
And let me see. Did you get your TB test done, or is that something you need to get done?
I got it done, but I don't know how I would get it, the results.
Where did you get it done?
I got it done at LabCorp.
You can, excuse me, you can create an online account, and then you'll be able to access your results from there.
Okay.
Okay. And if not, you can call a number that I have. I'm going to send it to you right now, and you can just ask them to send it to us via fax, and I'll provide you with our fax number.
Okay.
All right, but send me your IDs now so I can go ahead and submit that background check because it may take a couple of days for me to get the results back, okay? Also, your two-year residency proof. Do you have, like, an old expired ID or, like, a bank statement from 2023 or older? I just need to see your name, your Pennsylvania address on the document, and that is dated from 2023 and older.
Oh, I recently moved here.
I'm sorry?
I said I recently moved here within the past year.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Samuel.
I said I recently moved within the last year.
Oh, I see. All right, so you need to get your fingerprints taken then. All right, let me see if I can schedule you an appointment now while I have you on the phone. Give me one moment, okay? I'm just going to put you on a brief
call.
All right, thank you for holding. So, do you have a middle name?
Yes.
What's your middle name?
Travis.
It's T-R-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
All right. And what's your date of birth?
5/20/2004.
Okay, so that's May 20, 2004?
Yep.
What county do you live in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. You were born in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
What state were you born in?
PA, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Have you ever used any aliases? Is your mailing address the same as your residential address? Was that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. What's your height?
5'10".
And your weight?
260.
Your hair color?
Black.
Your eye color?
Brown.
What's your race?
Pardon?
What's your race? I have Asian, Black, Native American, unknown, or
Caucasian. Black.
Okay. And what's your address?
851
mm-hmm.
East Godfrey Ave.
You said 851 East Godfrey Avenue?
Yes.
And that's spelled
yes.
G-O-D-F-R-E-Y?
Correct.
All right. And that's in Philadelphia, right? What's your zip code?
19124.
So it's asking me that you need to bring an ID with you. Do you want to bring like a driver's license, a passport as your form of ID?
Yes.
Which one?
I'll bring license.
Okay, driver's license. Okay, and the name matches
yeah.
the name that we have here, which is, hold on, Samuel, and you said Travis Bennett, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What was your zip code again?
19124.
Okay, let me find the closest locations to you. So I have, and it's called Identigo, and it's about 1.3 miles away from your zip code. Let me see what's their availability. Can you go on Tuesday the 26th? That would be this
yeah.
Tuesday. The earliest that they have is
yeah.
at 1:30, or the latest would be like at 5:20.
1:30 would be fine.
Okay. All right, so I'll send you the appointment details. Please make sure you bring your driver's license with you because they are going to check your ID. And once you complete your fingerprints, they're going to give you a receipt. Make sure you take a picture of it and send it to me when you're done. And then the results may take up to 10 business days to be mailed out to you. But check your mail periodically because sometimes it does come back sooner. And if it does, just take a picture of the letter you get and send it to me, okay?
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions?
No.
All right, perfect. So I'll try to touch base with you on Monday to see if there's anything else that's missing besides your fingerprints. And if you have any questions, I'm here until 4, you can call me at this number, okay?
Okay.
All right, Samuel. Did you get my text message about the LabCorp?
Yes, I did already.
Okay. So try to create an account. If you're not able to and it doesn't show up your results, try to call that 1-800 number I gave you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and keep me posted on that.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.